The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. God, the only Son, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning, we hear as John begins his gospel, the echoes of that time when God created the heavens and the earth are unmistakable here, and there's just something about beginnings. A new job, a new house, a new baby, a new puppy, a new anything provide potential and opportunity to get it right, to improve, to demonstrate our worth in this world, both to ourselves and to others. Indeed, we are mightily aware of beginnings this time of the year, aren't we? 2026 is rolled out in front of us like a runway for a jumbo jet. This is the time of year when we resolve to develop good habits, destroy bad habits, build lean muscle mass, lose, well, lard, and a million other improvements. And prodding us on is the voice of the law. My gracious, a body could die from exhaustion trying to follow all the advice out there. Eat this, not that. Try this new product. Come, join our eccentrics class, where every muscle in your aging body will be engaged, ensuring you will probably be able to walk upright at least until February. And we love it. Beginnings make us the active subject, the captain of our own ship, the master of our destiny. And leading from the front is our hero, Moses, through whom the law was given. What we don't love is how John continues his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and that Word is not Moses. And right there is where the trouble for us begins. The beginning was not, and is not, and never will be about giving us control. And so we hear two things. First, there is a God, and he's not us. Second, his Word is preeminent. Not the word of the law that we think gives us new beginnings and some semblance of control. We hear clearly that God is sovereign, and he cannot be manipulated by either good or bad from us. Of course, we are skilled at lying to ourselves about all of this. Though we try harder and harder, year after year, the law that we love so much keeps pointing out that we are still sinning. still dying, and still being accused by that devil of a conscience. Nevertheless, those hell-bent on taking heaven by storm die hard. We aren't simply going to accept that God is almighty, and we're not. And that is why when the word that was in the beginning came to his own received him not. Nevertheless, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it, we hear John say. What does this mean? The answer is the word that was in the beginning is going to be spoken regardless. Relegate him to birth in a barn. The word will still be spoken. Chase him all the way to Egypt in an effort to kill his tiny body. The word will still be spoken. Question him, ridicule him, ignore him, betray him. The word will still be spoken. Crucify him between two thieves. Just let him hang as all the mistrust of God that has ever been and ever will be rains down on him. Throw a spear through his side. Chunk his body in the clay and roll a stone over it. The word will still be spoken. Try as we might, our darkness will not overcome. Because Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Word that in the beginning was with God is determined to give you grace and truth. Jesus Christ is determined to give you mercy that you do not deserve, and the truth that you are a child of God, born not of blood or even your choice, but of God's will for you. And so we come to the heart of the matter, God's will for you. That was all the way at the beginning. So listen up. The light, who is Christ, has come into the world. And by his authority, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. There, the word of the word has been spoken to you, child of God. And now you've heard the Father's heart for you. Amen.